Blog Talk Radio.
You tell me if I'm crazy. everyone knows that Norm's looking for a job. So because Norm's contract in his present job expires on June 30th, and Norm is not being renewed for a lot of different reasons. I don't know. I've been accused of a lot of things in my life. Well, not accused. That's really the wrong term. But Norm will not get back in the box. That's the reasoning that essentially... Norm was given this time that you won't stay in the box. Everybody says, oh, we want out of the box thinking, out of the box thinking. That's a lie. Nobody really wants out of the box thinking, because when you get out of the box, you also get out of authority. And the whole world seems to be, you know, everybody's got to be based on authority. And the refrain that I hear so often, well, what do you want, chaos? You know, I think I do want chaos. I think I do. I like a chaotic world. I like a world where it's just in ferment, because a word that is in ferment is thinking about where it's going. And everybody has something to do with it. Yes. But I read a real interesting article tonight, and it was called, well, why don't we let everybody knows Big Norm is... the Pat Left Hander's an educator, if you would, a teacher. I'm looking for a new teaching job. But I had a kid in class today. He showed me, he calls it his TV station, and he puts out a YouTube video once a week. Sort of like Norm at Night comes to you once a week. But we'll just say this kid's name is Sammy. Sammy, once a week, records a video, puts it out on YouTube. Well, I see that and I'm thinking to myself, isn't that really interesting? Because, again, here's no control, no censorship over Sammy. And Sammy's doing it not because he's getting some grade, but because of some intrinsic need to do it. I really don't understand what his intrinsic need to do it is, but I do understand what my intrinsic need is. I just have a lot of fun doing the Norm at Night show. And it's been coming to you for... well, a couple of years now with some regularity, the times moved and stuff, but Norm at Night comes to you every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. I'm thinking very hard about bringing Norm at Night back to 6 o'clock. And even surrendering and becoming a premium channel. I was sponsoring another show as a premium channel, and that sponsorship is now over. We won't go deeply into that, but that sponsorship is now over. Let's see. And so Norm may be able to sponsor himself. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. No, we got nobody on the call phones. That's 347. Oh, shoot. Now things are really going south on me. I think I closed the chat room, but I'm not sure. Why doesn't somebody in the chat room give me a call at 347 Wait a minute. Time out. 347-945-6713. That's the call-in number to the Norm at Night Show. And call on your cell phone. And this time of the day, it's a freebie for sure. Where did my somehow I closed the chat room. Oh, no. Oh, gosh, I'll never get this stuff straight. You know, here I am, a tech integrator, and I'm not exactly a technological genius. But we only got 19 minutes left. 347-945-6713 is the number. I'm waiting for my West Coast callers to call in. But Norm's been approached, actually, of taking the show on the road this summer or actually in the fall. Norm is actually in negotiations to... Oh, God, why am I talking about myself in the third person? It's really a stupid thing to do, don't you agree? Let's figure out what's going on here. Let's see if I actually close the chat room. I got another one opening up here. Oh, yeah, wait, the guests are in there. 241-81, welcome. Norm's in the house. The chat room is back open. I thought I had a couple of more guests in there, but apparently I don't. So do you think kids can teach themselves? That's the big question. Do you think human beings can teach themselves cooperatively? And is that better than kids being taught? That's a great question. I don't know the answer. If you have some ideas about it, 347-945-6713. Big question I had with somebody this afternoon. Another thing we should be talking about. Should school be mandatory? Do we need compulsory schooling? Should it be a law that a kid's got to be in school from the time he's 5 to at least the time he's 16? Should that be extended? Should it become a law that a kid must go to school until they graduate from high school, no matter how old they are? Now, there's that's an interesting look at the other side of the law. What do you think? 347-945-6713 is the number. Let's see if we got anybody on Skype. I don't know if we do, but we'll go see. I just get so confused. I don't know what's going on. This new computer, you know, I just don't like, my mouse on it. Let's go see what the tweet world's saying to Norm at Night. There's my Twitter. I really do like this iPhone. Oh my God, my tweets are I'm way behind in my tweets. Oh gosh, I got a ton of them here tonight. Since I got no callers, let's see what my tweeters are doing. Let's see what my tweeters are saying here. They're just flying by. Okay, now I'm at the top. According to Lou Grossert, the Democrats are going to accept GOP-backed curbs on EPA and other riders on the part of the overall budget deal. Yeah, why don't we just poison the whole atmosphere, you know, in the names of saving money? Carl, there, you know, there's a tweet from me. If you're out there listening, come listen to Norm at Night. Norm at Night on the air now. Yes, we are. And if you want to talk with us, you want to join in on some of the questions of the night. Is the president doing a good job in the Libya thing? Should school be mandatory? Can kids teach themselves? 347-945-6713. You sure can tell the story. Let's see what else I got right here in my tweets. Oh, we got some education tweets going on. My friend L. Carroll 94. Let's see what she's got to say here. Hey, if you want to give me a call, we're going to have a full conversation, you and me, 347-945-6713. Who knows, you could be that elusive 25,000 listener. Oh, Dippity Timelines. This is real interesting. I've been doing a lot of timelines in class. And well, I don't. Hey, L. Carroll 94, if you're out there listening to Norm at Night, why don't you just give us a listen at 347-945-6713. It looks like I'm not getting my usual activity from the West Coast. Dr. TR, I'd sure like a call from you, too. You're out there listening. We're strictly. Oh, here's a tip for faculty. Turn it on and explore something new for 20 minutes every day. Yeah, that's going to happen. Oh, it's Tuesday. Got to come up with a faculty tech tip. So says L. Carroll 94. Yeah, it's Tuesday, all right. Here's a faculty tech tip. Listen to the Norm at Night show. And you actually will be using technology because you got to engage with voice over IP technology. And if you pick up your cell phone, you dial 347-945-6713, you're dealing with cell phone technology. And if you follow N. Constantine on your Twitter hotline or on your Twitter, sure enough, then you'll be tweeting and you put all those things together and who knows, you might even become technologically proficient. Guest 24181, you're still in the chat room. Why don't you give us a call? Let's go back to the switchboard here. You know, I got about 9 minutes left. God, here's there's a blog called The Art of Education. It says a well-placed detour is better than a blocked road. Maybe it is. Maybe it is, Dr. T. Maybe it is. But sometimes detour is simply a word for reflection. Let's see what the blog has to say about that. I haven't done too much blog reading here on the show, but here's one for you. This comes from, and I'm going to read, and I quote. It's a little hard to see it on this cell phone, but one of my favorite moments as a school leader is when teachers approach me with good ideas. To me, this not only is a sign that I'm doing something right in terms of leadership. There is also a degree of internal motivation exhibited. These are wonderful situations, and I get excited about the idea of building the leadership density around the faculty. We're getting a little jargon-esque here, but let's give it time and see what we have. As the formal leader, I also have the responsibility for making sure any new implemented ideas are mission appropriate and well supported. Even though the idea may not have been mine, I am still responsible. As a wise friend of mine says, you can delegate authority, but you cannot delegate your responsibility. Therefore, it often falls on me to ask questions about new ideas and pursue them with a frame of reference that is usually bigger picture than the teacher. I am also sensitive to the pitfalls of creating an environment in which teachers do not approach me with new ideas because of their fear of too many roadblocks. Good leaders are aware of the climate of innovation in their schools. If you are not noticing teachers engaged in creative activities or thoughts or approaching you with ideas, then you may need to begin working on opening up the road again. It's okay to be cautious. After all, you are responsible, but caution does not necessarily need to be synonymous with closing off the path to innovation. And this one up tonight at 9:51. I'm not sure what I think about that. I'll probably go to the blog later tonight and make some kind of a comment. But I don't think, well, I sure like teaching kids, teaching each other, teaching themselves. What if every one of your kids made a I'll give you something, you know. I went to a Facebook tonight, and somebody had thrown up a YouTube video of a trip that a bunch of kids had taken, and for some reason, it was pulled down. I guess that's cautious and detours, and we have to make sure everything meets the brand. Let's see if we got anything going on in the, we still got 241-81 aboard, and you're welcome to join us. We got about 6 minutes left, and I guess we'll just call it American Motors Night, because I'm the rambler. I just keep the seam rambling. I'm actually a little nervous because, I'm going to Skype an interview tomorrow, and I'm really kind of excited about that to see how it goes on. And you got to be real careful about what you say, because, wow, I don't mean careful about what you say, but your words do have an influence to people. Sometimes people see you and you just don't know it, and you think that you're not appreciated or that everybody hates you, when actually there are those people who do not, join the big crowd one way or another, but somehow you influence and impress them. And, that's a good thing. I'm really sorry we didn't get the cult on tonight, but, you know, that's life in the big city. The gravelly-voiced fat left-hander is sort of having a good time here, although it's a lot more fun to talk to somebody than ramble. But today, the one came yesterday. I got an email from somebody, and, that we had both been at a place, and even though I didn't know of them, they sure knew of me from our time together at this place. And then another person told me that they were down in Florida, and sure enough, they were at a school doing one of those evaluations, and there was another person that heard of the fat left-hander. And, it was really interesting. I do say a lot of things on ISED. I guess I'm just not in the box. Sometimes I wish I could be, but I'm not. And I just have a few minutes left. Let me see. It doesn't look like I'm going to get a caller. Let me just go to 100%. I want to read you. I only got a couple of minutes left. And I don't know what to say. I'm really kind of spent out tonight. So let me... Oh, I got another guest in the chat room. Hey, 25780, how you doing? What do you guys think here in the chat room? The idea of, kids just making videos and teaching each other things, and... Or all the people at a job just make videos about what you do at the job and just put them up there for people to see. I mean, there are billions and billions of videos being seen on YouTube every day. I put a couple things up on YouTube, but not real brave. You know what? Big Norm is going to start putting things on YouTube. Why not? If anybody out there's ever made a YouTube video and put something out, 347-945-6713. You've got 35 seconds to let the Norm at Night show know about it. Or just come and listen next week. And hey, if you listen to the archives, there's a real good chance you're going to be one of those files. Well, you never know. You're going to be one of the last 10 for sure if you come quickly to be, I would like to be the 25,000th listener on my show. Of course, that's not going to happen because I do the show. And that's all we have for tonight. Norm at Night is out of here. We're done. We're ending the show now. We'll end the call.